Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul shares with us the key to his amazing success in life. He says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You know, there is a syndrome called failure to launch, and it's experienced by people who feel insecure about the future. They never seem to get to the place in life where they feel ready, so they miss out on opportunities. And life says, ready or not ready, here I come. Now, life's inevitability doesn't mean that preparation is trivial. It is important. But feeling ready is very overvalued. The Bible says we are called to walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So when God brought the Israelites into the promised land, He told them to step into the Jordan River first, after He parted the water. If they had waited for evidence first, they would be waiting on the banks still. My dear brothers and sisters, faith grows when God says go and you say yes. The truth is, you do not realize what you can do until you do it. Ready happens quicker if you're already moving. If you wait to move until you are completely ready, you will wait until you die. And Jesus doesn't tell us, go, you are ready. He tells us, go, I'll go with you. You will grow as you go. You will develop as you do. And here is the key. The thing that makes you ready for anything and equal to anything is Him who infuses inner strength into you. God designed it that way because He wants you to depend on Him. My dear brothers and sisters, the word independence is a secular word, but the word dependence is a biblical word. And we Christians are dependent on our Savior, dependent on the promises of the Word of God, and dependent on God Himself. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful to you that you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You, O Lord God Almighty, are an awesome God. Lord, we are totally dependent on you. And today, this morning, we want to express our dependence on you. We cannot do anything without your help. You are our help. You are our guide. You are our strength. You are our director of our lives. Lord, your word says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We depend on you for our success. We depend on you for our health. We depend on you for our provision. We depend upon you for our protection. We depend on you for our prosperity. And we want to say thank you this morning. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. Lord, your word tells us that when they cried unto the Lord, He heard their cries and He healed them of all their diseases. Lord, I pray that even today, as your people cry out unto you, they call upon the name of Jesus, that you will hearken their prayer and you will heal them of all their diseases. I speak your word of healing to flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus, that by your wounds and by your stripes they were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.